As we continue, we have so many guests, we're kind of doubling them up, starting off with Mike Cox, the founder of the Mike Cox Law Firm, former Michigan Attorney General extraordinaire, now running for governor as a Republican. And you've said it, I've seen it. You've spent your life in the fight. You're not done yet.
I'm not done yet. The voters are going to have 8 more years of me. That's the plan, Paul.
All right. That's good plan. Tell me how it's going.
It's going well. You know, the race is tightened dramatically. I just started spending money on statewide TV. And, you know, it's going to go down to the wire. And I will pull off at the end, just like I did when I ran against Senator Gary Peters.
So did you just say hi when he was walking?
No, we did. Yeah, good. You know, that was a brawl in the past, right?
Yeah.
As you know, we had the closest statewide race in 100 years. And I won one when the top of the ticket was losing. And I beat Gary. And I've never lost a Democrat. I'm the only one who's ever beat Gary. I'm proud of that.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes.
You are not shy about saying that Governor Whitmer and her allies have made it harder in Michigan to earn a living, raise a family, feel safe in your own community. You lay it right at her feet.
I do. Look, she's the boss. She's the governor, right? And that's who we look to lead the state. So when we have a state that's 48th in fourth grade reading, we have the good doctor here talk. I'm sure she's going to talk about students are less prepared than they were 5, 10, 15 years ago. And the governor is in charge of that through K-12. And we have this economy that's floundering, 50th in household income growth in the country. And we need change. You know, it's time for us to wake up, compete. And how do we compete? We eliminate the state income tax, and we bring reforms from other states. We see other states getting ahead. Their kids are learning to read by fundamentals, right? Phonics require every third grader to be able to read, and that becomes the gateway for prosperity for all of us, but most importantly for our children.
You've talked about, and some others have too, property tax relief. What do you mean by eliminate the tax on work?
That's income tax, right? So all of us go to work, you go to work today, and we're giving a chunk of our hard work right now today to the government.
If we eliminate, and I'm all for eliminating every tax, but I don't have to balance the budget and run the government. Can you eliminate that state income tax like they have in Florida? And now they're talking about eliminating the property tax.
They are. I mean, prosperous states that have eliminated the income tax, they're the ones who are on the forefront of property tax reform,
right?
Like Texas and Florida. What it does, I mean, we have a fluid society, mobile society. If we want to keep our children here, think about this, Paul. Perry Johnson advertised 47, but it's about a lot more than that. So you have a young couple in their 20s, late 20s, early 30s, looking to buy their first home. You know, eliminating the income tax gives them the ability to put, you know, get that nest egg together. But for me, I learned out in the private world, the past 15 years, you know, small businesses, 900,000 of us, create two-thirds of all the new jobs here in Michigan. If we're going to create that dynamic economy that Michigan used to have, we need to incentivize small business. The income tax is actually the corporate tax that small businesses pay to the state. You eliminate that, that's more pizza ovens for a local restaurant. That's another shift. That's another. That's a tool-and-die guy getting or woman getting a brand-new machine, innovating, being able to compete against Ohio and Indiana. Here's the reality. We are losing to Ohio and Indiana, and the only difference is state government. That's the only difference.
Period. I mean, we'll have more conversations,
all right,
Mike
good.
Cox.
How do I'm looking forward to it.
Where do they go online to find out, maybe contribute?
Sure. Important. Contribute. MikeCox2026.com. MikeCox2026. And you can find me on X at Mike_Cox.
Excellent. We wish you best of luck as always.
Thank
Known you,
sir.
A long time. Always appreciated your work.
All right. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Care.
Mike Cox running for governor here as a Republican.